Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Americans Abroad news, that could put a dent into Greg Berhalter's Copa America preparations for the U.S. men's national team. Sergiño Dest sustained a serious knee injury in training with PSV on Saturday. Dest took to social media to confirm that he will miss the rest of PSV's season. The 23-year-old made 37 appearances on loan from FC Barcelona, recording 2 goals and 7 assists. The exact nature of the injury has yet to be revealed, but it could wind up forcing Dest to miss this summer's Copa America, which begins in less than 2 months. Charlie, if Dest is out for Copa America, who would you play at right back if you're Berhalter? Joe Scally, or is it time to do Tim Weah there?
Or yeah. Weston McKennie.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm. I'm not playing Weston McKennie at right back.
Let me know if you need this right here, just in case. Yeah.
What? What the? No.
Well, because he actually did that in a game, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
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 We saw.
Okay.
We were there.
Timothy Weah would be the player I'd like to see at the right back spot, given how good he is in the attacking half. I think... you know, him playing at right wing back at Juve, he started off pretty well, but in the end, he's not getting the playing time. And we've seen this with Allegri. If you're not trusted, if you're not his guy, then you got to sit on the bench and you got to wait. And you got to, maybe it takes you a season. Maybe it takes you to go on loan and come back, like we've seen with Weston McKennie. But I really like what Timothy Weah brings to the team, and it's the pace.
No trust in Scally, huh?
He's just not in the attacking half.
Like, what's the drop-off? Like I get what Weah brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S., how much do they drop off when Dest is not in the lineup?
Mm.
I think they drop off quite a bit. We saw how Dest can create from nothing at the right back spot, coming inside, just being players on the dribble. When you beat players on the dribble, you're making other players have to leave their player that they're marking, which makes them move out of position, which creates all the space underneath for... Gio Reyna, for Christian Pulisic. So
if you put Tim Weah in, who starts up top?
Well, you move Christian Pulisic to the right, and you can start Haji Wright on the left and Balak as the 9.
Ooh.
So Haji Wright, I think this guy's playing himself into the team. I mean, we're talking about, one, playing in the championship and doing well, but two, then an FA Cup in a semifinal against Manchester United and playing well.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing he's at that level. He's really grown as a player. You have to be super, super excited with his growth and his progress. So now I'm thinking of different possibilities. And I think Greg Berhalter, the best thing about his team is he has depth. And you can move a lot of pieces around because players can play in a variety of different positions given in club.
He has
in different places.
He has depth midfield going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in these crucial positions for modern football, for what Berhalter wants to play. When one of these guys, Anthony Robinson goes down, or Sergiño Dest goes down, or our goalkeeper goes down, there's a significant drop, like out of all the positions to lose a guy. Obviously, you don't want to lose Christian, for example, but there's someone who could step up to. I feel like after fullbacks, after the starting fullbacks, or even starting center backs. Well, center backs, you have a little bit of leeway, but not like elite level like Tim Ream. There's two center backs that play in the Prem, and one that plays Scottish Premiership that isn't even in the consideration.
Technically, three. Austin Trust doesn't get called.
Oh, there you go.
Restarts
for now. Playing in the Prem.
Good problems to have for Greg Berhalter, and I love the Haji Wright shout.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.